Woke cops allowing criminals to self-identify as up to 67 genders on official records. By Peter Cattell on May 29, 2022. A number of British police forces are allowing criminals to self-identify their gender for official records. Woke police forces across England and Wales are reportedly allowing criminals to choose what gender they are recorded as being on official documents, a report has claimed. Critics have slammed the revelation, saying that it corrupts data if you allow criminals to note down their gender as being non-binary or unknown and unspecified. According to a report by The Telegraph, at least 9 forces across the 2 British nations allow criminals to be recorded as either non-binary or unknown and unspecified, with force spokesmen reportedly telling the newspaper they recognize as many as 67 different genders. This is despite the fact that forces are reportedly highly reliant on such data for the purposes of spotting trends as well as formulating future policy, with some commentators warning that such a method for recording could jeopardize this information gathering. If police stop someone going 90 miles per hour in a 50 miles per hour zone, but they only identify as going at 47 miles per hour, we would find that laughable, said Surrey Police and Crime Commissioner Lisa Townsend. So to not collect accurate data about someone's sex, not their gender, is ludicrous. We are in danger of going into a scenario where, rather than policing for the victim and the public, we are policing for the potential criminal. She continued, denouncing the ludicrous approach of some forces as corrupting valuable data. While the gender policies of the British police may seem extreme, they pale in comparison to those of the country's civil service. For example, while some British police forces may recognize up to 67 different genders, over 100 different genders are said to be recognized by Whitehall, with it also reportedly being acceptable for people to change their identification on a day-to-day basis, according to whistleblowers. There is also a specific internal organization for Mandarins who self-identify as transgender, transsexual, non-binary, gender fluid, genderqueer, gender variant, cross-dresser, genderless, third gender or bigender, and intersex called the gender. My colleagues and I were informed by HR that there are over 100 recognized gender identities in the civil service as staff are permitted to self-identify their gender without any medical input and regardless of biological sex. One insider is reported as saying regarding the internal state of the civil service, Britain's permanent bureaucracy. Another insider complained that they were spending 20% of their corporate work time on this crap, despite being hired to work on British trade policy. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.